Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Day by day. Well, now, if you really want it, listen to me, brother. Get down on your knees and pray. Don't you know?
Don't you know?
Don't you know? He's just there waiting to hear from you. Don't you know?
Don't you know?
Don't you know?
Don't you know?
That if you really want.
You say you need it.
Don't you know you can have it today.
Praise God, ladies and gentlemen. We are here today to call on the highest power of the universe to bring peace and prosperity upon his people. The God that we serve is a deliverer and a strong tower. He is a God of stability, a God of substance, a God of authority, and a God who can solve all of our issues. So today, establish your people with deliverance. Deliverance from the unemployment line. Deliverance from food stamps and welfare. Deliverance from the inner city housing and project living. Deliverance from drug addiction. Deliverance from social injustice. Deliverance from drive-by shootings. Deliverance from illiteracy and homelessness. Deliverance from racism and bigotry. Deliverance from hatred and violence. Deliverance from the doom of demonism. Deliverance from sin and seduction. Deliverance from helplessness and despair. Authenticate us with the principles of your power so that we can dwell in your power today.
You say you really need it.
You can have it today.
Deliverance
right now.
If you're sick,
you can have deliverance.
You can have deliverance.
Oh, right now,
right now.
You can have deliverance.
If you've got to have it,
oh, right now,
right now.
You can have deliverance.
You can have deliverance.
I am excited to introduce to you Deliverance Today Ministries. Our world is full of trouble, and we have reached a point where it is time to bring to the people of God the truth of God. We are headquartered in Shreveport, Louisiana, and are connected to churches worldwide. Each week, we desire to come into your life with a message of deliverance that will prepare you for heaven. We invite you to join our prayer line and zoom into a closer walk with God every morning from 6 to 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. We have health professionals, spiritual counselors, and Christian aid workers in Louisiana and Texas, and will also extend our resources to help you with social, spiritual, financial, and mental needs wherever you are.
Today on this special day, July 4th, 2021, is the day that we commemorate as the birthday of this country that we all love, called America. And today we'd like to bring tribute, a special tribute to our country. There are going to be three musical renditions, and then we will have a short message challenging us as people to be united in God.
God bless America. It is the land that I love. Yeah, yeah. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above.
This is a wonderful country that we live. Our national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner, will be next, and then we'll have a third rendition of music. As patriotic as I am, my first allegiance is to God. And we're going to begin our message today commemorating the God who is the head of our lives. Because of God, we can have faithfulness and allegiance to our country and to our fellow man. Awesome God is going to be played next, and then a short message on our love for God and country.
Lord of Lords,
1 Samuel chapter 8, beginning with verse 4. Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together and came to Samuel unto Ramah and said unto him, Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. The pathetic reality is Israel had God, who was in control of the universe. Israel had God, greater than any man-made God. Israel had God, who is the highest potentate of the universe. But instead of them choosing to follow after God, they wanted to be like other nations. I want you to know that the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. The entire universe sang to the chord of one God. There was no question to his dominion. There was no dissension against his leadership. What a wonderful universe. It was a universe of peace, a universe of tranquility, a universe of order, a universe of precision, a universe of unity, a universe of divine law. For you must understand that order and unity were interrupted by sin. For sin is an affront to the unity of God. Sin in the garden bred mistrust and accusation. The primeval unity of humanity was disrupted as a result of sinful pride. For prior to Babel, the world was of one language. We were one people, one blood, one brotherhood, one kinsmanship. But for many reasons that are a result of sin, as a people, we have become divided by race, divided by culture, divided by color, divided by creed, divided by sex, divided by national origin, divided by nature. Despite God's attempt to bridge our differences, we continue to manufacture ways to remain divided. Even when it is our best interest as a people to remain united, we find a way to remain divided. Recently, it was revealed that in the spiritual interpretation of fire, churches have shown how divided we are. We have an opportunity as people of God to come under the umbrella of God. But time after time, we show how divided we want to be. As a nation, there is nothing that can stand in the way. We have become the most powerful force on this earth, but we have allowed ourselves to become divided. Republicans and Democrats, Protestants and Catholics, we have chosen to stay separated, where we do not walk with each other and talk with each other and pray with each other. On this, the birthday of America, one of the greatest presents that we can give ourselves is to come under the umbrella of being one people, a people who love God, a people whose affections are to God, a people whose hope is in God, a people whose peace is in God. Israel said to Samuel, make us a king. They were tired of the rituals of the priests going into the temple. They were tired of the table of showbread, the altar of incense. They were tired of the candlesticks. They were tired of praying to a God who hid behind a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. They wanted gods of wood, of stone. They wanted to worship the creature more than the creator. Their pathetic reality was they chose man-made gods instead of the living God. Oh, today, how many people are choosing man-made gods? How many people have put their trust in man rather than putting their trust in God? How many people refuse to follow after what the Bible teaches? How many people are listening to their preacher or listening to their friends, listening to false gossip, listening to fake news, listening to everything but a thus saith the Lord? We have removed ourselves from biblical heritage. We've taken the Bible out of the school. We've taken the Bible out of the church. We've taken the Bible out of the home. And now people don't know what they believe. Their focus is no longer God. Their spirit is no longer God. Their peace is no longer God. But you and I today must learn that our trust ought to be in Jesus. Our peace ought to be in Jesus. Our hope ought to be in Jesus. You see, because of man's sin, we have become inconsistent in our relationship with God. One man will come up with an idea, and the next leader has a different agenda. One person will take one direction, and the next leader will take a different direction. We have allowed ourselves to become so spiritually politicized that we refuse to follow after the Word of God. Don't we realize that the Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path? Don't we realize that by choosing a man instead of choosing God, we have fallen under the trap of Satan, believing that man can save us from our sins? It is only God, the awesome God. It is only God, the God of peace. It is only God, the God of truth and righteousness. But man today has chosen to go another way. We listen to false theories. There are so many theories running around there about the coronavirus. Some say, take the vaccine. Others say, don't take it. Some say, listen to the leaders of the country. Others say, listen to the former leader of the country. Some say that it is all right to hate people. Others say that we are one nation that should be pure and that we can't let anybody in. That doesn't represent the God that I serve, the God of everybody, the God who says, whosoever will, let him come. Red and yellow, black and white, all are precious in his sight. Oh, today, my brothers and sisters, the God I serve is an inclusive God. The God I serve is a loving God. The God I serve is a peaceful God. The God that I serve will transform from the gutter to the butter. Oh, today, how many of us have refused to follow after the principles laid out by God? God wants us to be one people. He wants us to be one nation under God. How many today have not learned how to trust Jesus? How many today have learned that it's man's way and only man's way? It is time to reverse those thoughts. It is time to reverse that trend. It is time for the people of God to turn back to the truth of God. It is time for us to study the Word. It is time for us to believe the Word. I've learned that you can't trust preachers. I've learned that you can't trust encyclopedias. I've learned that even dictionaries can be wrong. But oh, my brothers and sisters, if you want to know the truth, from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, God's word is truth. It is righteousness. It is peace. It is holy. It is everlasting. God does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Today, my brothers and sisters, it is time to turn off the world and turn on Jesus. It is time to give him our allegiance. It is time to put our trust in God. It is time for us to believe in God. It is time for us to put our hope in God, because he has promised that he can and he will deliver us. Trust Jesus today is my prayer.
If you've enjoyed this message by Pastor Jonathan McCautry, please reach out to us. We would love to hear from you. Call at 318-658-6216. Email us at deliverancetodayministries@gmail.com. Write us at P.O. Box 5452, Bossier City, Louisiana, 71171. This is Ruth Ann Thompson at Deliverance Today Ministries, inviting you to join us and become a faithful pledge supporter so we can reach others through this radio ministry.
Before we leave the air today, I'd like to make a special appeal for those of you who believe in the power of prayer. Please join us on our Zoom prayer line tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time, Zoom number 504-535-3921. There is no ID number. Come and pray with us each day. Good day. God bless you.
Deliverance. If you're sick, you can have deliverance. You can have deliverance. Why don't you?